From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a sport-tuned suspension. Learn more at Acura.com.
I'm Jim Kleinman, Artistic Director of Playground. Founded in 1994, Playground is the Bay Area's leading incubator for new playwrights and plays. Ondine was written by Garrett John Grunewald and was originally developed and premiered at the Best of Playground Festival in May 2001. The cast is Gabriel Marin as him, a knight, and Gwen Loeb as Ondine, a water nymph. Jim Kleinman, director.
I am the proverbial tall, cool drink of water. Drink me in. When you are with me, you'd feel like you were drowning. If you lock me up, the streets will flood and the sinks will overflow. When you finally let me go, I will flow away from you like a stream downriver.
She came on to me like a wave.
Can I buy you a drink?
She said she was legal.
I'll pay.
She said she was conceived as part of an orgy by the ocean.
Perhaps a sex on the beach?
And was actually a water nymph on land in love with me.
Or me? Would you rather me?
What?
Would you like to drink me up? Put me in your mouth and bring me back from the dead? Would you like that?
But you're not dead.
Not yet. Not yet. They said I'd never die, but... not yet.
But why me?
Because you're my white knight in shining armor, riding in on a white stallion out of the foamy sea. You're my boat to float. Can't you see?
What?
See? You and me, see what we would be?
I fell into the pool of her. Not the pool of her eyes, of her. Her body drowning, as if in the center of a lake with nothing to hold on to, but her lithe, slippery, glistening.
You can't catch me.
I'm gonna try.
Have you ever held a fist of water?
Marry me.
What?
Marry me right now. Marry me.
Okay. And he took my hand, and we were happy for a time. Happy finding my feet on dry land, happy to be a rebel going against my family. Well, they thought because we were from two different worlds, but I didn't care. We were living on nothing but air, water, and love.
I took her home. Nothing to be ashamed of. We were all about the air, water, and love. Nothing to be ashamed of, my blonde bride.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing whatsoever.
Nothing.
Except...
Oh?
Could you watch where you walk? The water is getting everywhere. Some of the carpets are antiques.
But I am made of water. Where I walk, water follows.
Yeah, but my mother.
The queen?
Yeah, her. She slipped on one of your puddles the other day and gave Bertha such a fright.
Bertha?
Yes, Bertha.
Who's Bertha?
A lady in waiting. I was supposed to marry her. I guess I should have told you about her.
Oh, Bertha.
And then there's the courtly things. She won't dance.
I can dance, but only as one of many ways.
She can't sing.
I can sing, but do my best work with seabirds.
Social etiquette is lost on her.
Are you crazy? They want me to lie. Do you want a liar for a wife?
She won't even learn to ride a horse.
Have you seen how big those things are? Are you crazy?
They even say she's crazy.
Who?
My mother.
The queen.
And?
Yes?
Bertha.
Oh. Bertha. Really? Where is this? Bertha. I'll take that bitch down!
I love only you, darling.
You do?
Yes! You have no need for envy.
I don't?
No!
Am I being too quick to judge?
Yes.
And I have nothing to be envious of. Oh, are we still living as we were?
And how is that?
Why... Why, an air, water, and love, of course.
Yes, yes, of course. And I lied to her. I loved a blonde, but she was sunlight shining on the sea. I didn't get it. And I turned. An earthly woman who was very happy to be made available. And I did not resist.
Yes, I saw you.
When?
Just now. I was standing outside Bertha's window.
How? It is raining and pitch black and you are dry
and... I don't need light. I am light. I don't get wet from water. I am water. I saw you.
I wanted an adventurous wife, but when I married you, I got adventure. How could I help but go to...
Bertha?
Yes. So familiar and all.
But she's not so familiar with the bottom of the sea.
What?
Yes. I see. Nature and man don't mix. My family was right after all. Two different worlds and all.
What are you going to do?
Leave you. Leave you to drown in your sorrows. Can I buy you a drink? Leave you to drink in your tears and... Not yet. Not yet. Lick up the sweat of your loneliness.
Don't leave.
How I would have loved you.
Don't leave.
And I left. Left him quite unlike he was before when I met him. No longer the white knight shining, but a black knight dulled. Not galloping on a stallion, but lumbering after me on foot through a torrent of rain. We were from two different worlds. In his world, people forgive each other their trespasses. In my world, we don't even know the word forgive.
And I kept on walking until I reached the sea. Or did the sea reach me? Where I walked into the water, armor and all, and I was inside her again. And...
To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, please visit www.kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.